I'm Carol Hills with The World. Lots of political drama in Brazil these days. Corruption scandals, police raids, and impeachment proceedings. None of that has stopped a bill in the Congress that would further restrict access to abortion in Brazil. Right now, it's only legal in cases of rape, fetal brain defects, or if the mother's life is in danger. Catherine Osborne met a woman in Rio who's dealt with this issue in very personal ways.
Julia Viana, not her real name, works for a public health NGO. She herself got an illegal abortion in the late 80s. This year, when Viana's daughter got pregnant, she supported her daughter's decision to end the pregnancy. She says in the past, women seeking abortions had more options, even if they were underground clinics. It was relatively easy to find a doctor who did the procedure and wouldn't report you. Now, Viana says it's a totally different story.
Totalmente diferente.
When Viana asked her colleagues at work where to get a safe abortion these days, she said they told her to hush up.
Nossa, como você se expõe?
They looked at me funny, saying, "You're exposing yourself," she says. It turns out underground clinics had closed across Rio in the last few years.
Com esse processo político que...
Viana says the politics around abortion in Brazil have changed in recent years, and the police are under more pressure now to arrest people. If a bill in Brazil's Congress passes, rape victims will also have to register the crime at a police station and get their bodies inspected in order to get treated at the hospital, be it for an abortion or for regular attendance after rape, which includes medicine to prevent HIV and the morning after pill to prevent pregnancy. Activists say this will discourage women from seeking the health care they need, especially in the many neighborhoods where police aren't trusted. Last month, thousands of women in Rio protested against this bill. They shouted, "In with the morning after pill, out with Cunha," as in Eduardo Cunha, the bill's author. Cunha is Brazil's Speaker of the House. Before entering politics, he was a neo-Pentecostal radio host. Now he's a controversial politician, pushing to impeach Brazil's president on corruption charges, but under investigation himself for bribery. Meanwhile, he's pushing far-right issues in Brazil's Congress, like the bill on abortion.
A minha representação, a qual eu fui eleito...
Cunha says he's following the lead of the people who voted for him. He got elected, calling to make access to abortion more difficult. He says it's murder and should be treated as such. And he's backed by over 90 congressmen in what's known as Brazil's Evangelical Caucus.
Esse movimento religioso que se apropriou,
Julia Viana says the influence of religion in Brazil's politics right now is already worsening the picture for women seeking abortions. They're paying more for things that are less safe. Viana's own daughter opted to pay $300 to take a high dose of an ulcer medicine that induces abortion. But she says there are plenty of women who just can't afford that. She says cheaper options include taking drugs of unknown composition or drinking a tea made from cannabis seeds. Some women resort to scraping out their uterus at home with knitting needles or surgical tools. In Brazil, complications from unsafe abortions kill a woman every other day, with black women dying 2.5 times as often as white women.
Eu vejo hoje a militância junto.
Viana says what gives her hope is seeing different social classes of Brazilian women united around this issue today. She was born in 1964, the year Brazil's military took power in a coup, and grew up through the long struggle to build a democratic country. She says at the time, she remembers considering abortion rights a middle-class issue that could be figured out when basic democratic structures were in place. Now, she's changed her mind.
Nessas liberdades individuais, nas expressões...
Viana says the true measure of democracy lies not just in election results, but also in individual liberties, like women having control over their own lives. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.